Welcome to another episode of The Danger Scene. I'm Courtney Turner. I am the host of the Courtney Turner podcast. And with me, joining me in a little bit, is my very dangerous co-host, Dr. Lee Merritt. She is a medical rebel, once an orthopedic surgeon. And now we speak dangerous truths that the mainstream media doesn't want you talking about. That's what we do here. And we have a great guest joining us today. But before we bring on our guest, and I bring on Dr. Lee, I want to thank our sponsors, the affiliates. We have RNC Store, where you can get all of your V17 products. And I know they're working on their bar, their really delicious, yummy bar. But you can go to the rncstore.com/dangerous and use the promo code dangerous to get 10% off at your checkout. And we also have bravetv.store. And also /dangerous. I need to use fellow code dangerous to get your discounts there. Well, Dr. Lee, how are you doing today? Oh, yeah. And of course, Divide the Grid. We did an episode talking all about these as well. And they're beautiful. It's dividethegrid.com/dangerous. And again, the promo code is dangerous to get your discounts there. And even if you do want to use these as tender, they're really beautiful and make a great collector item. So, Dr. Lee, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Very good. And I just got back off the plane yesterday from the American Frontline Doctors meeting down in Naples. And so I'm really excited to have our guest on, Dr. Dana Granberg. And she is a family practitioner, but she works with Simone Gold. This is the Gold Care that we're going to talk about. And Gold Care, you know, honestly, Simone's got this right. The people that put this together, they did a great job, because what they're doing is all the things, think of all the things in medicine we complain about. We complain about impersonal care that is unaffordable and too hard to access, and it doesn't give us all the options. Well, that's what they're trying to put together, naturopathic medicine with allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine is the MDs and DOs that we're used to, but the naturopathic medicine are the people that are actually following Hippocrates' primary oath, and that is, I will teach people the best diet to solve their problems. Well, a lot of what we see is diet and other natural remedies. So I think this is awesome, that what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so too. I always say I don't understand why we live in a time where we have the best of both worlds, like the advanced technology and modern medicine, and the ancient wisdom of ancient medicine. You would think you would combine the two. So, right?
You'd think we should be able to combine the two, and they're finally doing it. And I don't know anybody else that is. So, but anyway, we'll get Dr. Granberg on, and she can tell us the truth here.
All right. Well, welcome, Dr. Dana.
Hi, thank you for having me, you dangerous rebels, you.
Yeah, now you can be a dangerous dame officially. What's a dangerous dude on too? So we're equal opportunity here.
Yeah, it seems like a dangerous path, but the more you lose in it, the less afraid you are as you move on, because when you know you're doing it right, you know, even things that I kind of had a hard time with, freaked out about, you know, I'm just much more flexible these days, because I also think that this is on God's timing. I do think we need some warriors in this. I mean, Dr. Merritt, you are a warrior. You're someone, you didn't know this, but I was a little bit pinching myself at that summit, because it really was the first time that I reluctantly stepped up and actually spoke. I usually prefer to work behind the scenes. And so, you know, being in that green room with people that, when I was first falling out of the matrix, that's what I call it, falling out of the matrix, you know, and I was going to health boards and school boards and speaking truth there. And I literally felt like I had to go underground to get the information. I would sneak a peek at Senate testimony. I had made up my own informed consent sheets. And then I was accused, of course, of being anti-vax for giving any kind of information on shots and early treatment and such. So, you know, what Dr. Gold envisioned from the beginning it's taken me a little bit to realize how well she nailed it. Because yeah. even some of the warriors at the time, when I was talking with them about the business model that she envisioned, I remember her saying, you know, Dana, they can only get paid for the time. And I was talking with a specialist and he said, you know, there's nothing wrong with making a little money here or there. And very early on, she said something very smart. She said, you know, the other thing that we have to watch is that we don't go from one extreme to the other, from an allopathic mode where they make money on MRIs or labs or certain things like that, all the way to a naturopathic mode where they're making too much money off supplements and things that aren't really beneficial. Right. And, you know, sometimes right. that care can even be expensive. So she created a model, and early on, she said this as well, that we've all been brainwashed in a system to really abuse each other. The doctors have somewhat been abused a little bit by patients. And there's many examples I can give of that. And when she first said that, I thought it was a little bit harsh. But the truth is, it's been a double-edged sword of a relationship for a while, because doctors have had to learn how to practice defensive medicine. And I was in medicine for 20 years. And at the end, it wasn't a fear about being sued as much as if I didn't give that Adderall at the dose they thought they needed when they came in with their self-diagnosis on Google, that they could go out and eviscerate me online. Right. Yeah, that's a way where you weaponize a system, because in the medical arena, you really can't even answer to that, because you're kind of taught that would violate, even to acknowledge that they were a patient. I'm sorry you were upset with your appointment, blah, blah, blah. It was really doctors, you know, toward the end, some days I felt like I was on a cafeteria line, right? And they were saying, I'll take a little bit of Adderall. I'll take a little bit of this. I need it sent to the third pharmacy. And we kept taking all that administrative burden, right? So her idea at the onset was, you know, we are going to be right there with the market. So when we created this, we thought we were going to be boots on the ground, but it ends up we're just telemedicine at this point in all 50 states. We will incorporate and see how we can support DPCs and such, but we want doctors to be paid fairly for their time. And yeah. that has not happened for a long time in our system.
Right. You know, it's funny. People think that the doctors are the ones making all the money because they see these horrendous bills. And yes. so I remember when Obama was president, and I think he was already elected at this point. And I had written an article for Human Events, and it was Obama's $25,500 error. And the issue that came out is he was complaining that doctors would rather cut off your leg than give you diabetic medication because they got $30,000 for doing an amputation. And I was still practicing then. And every once in a while I had to do a traumatic amputation. I didn't do it as a specialty. But anyway, I turned around and I asked my office manager, I said, how much do I get paid for actually doing an amputation of a leg? And she said, above the knee or below the knee? I said, give me both, because he probably will think that I'd chop it off higher just to make more money. So, yeah. So if you listen to Obama, you thought we got paid $30,000. Now, as you and I know, that's the entire hospital bill, all the meds, all the anesthesia, whatever. You know what I actually got paid for this? And this is in, well, like I said, about 2010, 2009, something like that. I got paid $350 for doing a below knee amputation. And that included probably a week in the hospital of my care, plus the surgery, plus 90 days of follow-on care. Mm-hmm. Let's just think about that. And I was paying $55,000 a year in malpractice insurance at that time. People don't realize how many hours you spend not taking it home. They see these big yeah. bills. They think that we're making all this money, but let's just be clear. That's not what's going on. Now, you know, I'm not apologizing for having made a decent living in my life, but it wasn't the cakewalk that people thought. I mean, I wasn't home with my kids. Sometimes I literally at some point was the lowest paid spine surgeon in America because I decided to choose my kids over this. But at some point, you know, you have to choose your time your office overhead so much. And that's why all these young doctors went into these hospitals and started working for them. And that's how we got the mess that we're in today. So you guys are the alternative. So I don't have a problem with telemedicine. I did telemedicine for COVID. And, you know, I admit there's some things you need to see the patient for, but a lot of things you don't. And for those things, it wastes the patient's time to drive to your office, you know, get an appointment, drive to your office, take time off work. Why not do it? You know, this is, you don't waste any time when you have a telemedicine appointment. It's like 30 minutes and boom, or whatever it is.
You are very correct on that. And I think the other thing that in this day and age, people are pretty, you know, tight with their schedule. And so it does save them a lot of that time. But even more so, I spoke at the conference about being a doc in your pocket. Think of how many people have to keep their MIC insurance, whether that's Medicare or whether that's, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, this year,
let's just define MIC stands for the medical industrial complex, right?
Yes.
I just love that term. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, the medical industrial complex. And, you know, we have those complexes for everyone. Military industrial complex.
Right, right.
Media, medical. Yeah.
Yes. All of that. And so, you know, this was not for a Gold Care member, but we have had this already happen with a Gold Care member where they were trapped in the hospital with those death protocols. Literally, it was a family member for me, but I was doing exactly what our clinical director had done for a patient where they were basically consulting from the hospital room, the family. And, you know, I had hoped, this was about 2 months ago that I actually was helping family members with this. And I haven't done hospitalist work for 15 years. I quit after I had my second child. And I remember my family member saying, it's almost like you were a prophet. You told us exactly what we were, you know, I'm not going to say sneaking in certain treatments, but we were thinking of creative ways to get around their protocols, and they would have no medical reasoning for the information that was being given. And it was very eye-opening for me how, you know, we're 2 years out from when I left, and they were encountering all the same, you know, caveats, obstacles, lies, and lies by omission. And it was very difficult for me. So I felt like I was doing my job, and that's what I feel like we can offer to people at Gold Care. So you mentioned about the blending of allopathic care. My brother is a chiropractor, and he's a very good one. And I remember when he moved to Kansas City, he wanted me to do an MD chiropractic clinic with him. And at the time, you know what scared me? I didn't want to take all of the medical call on my own because I said, Jason, our patients will be different. I wonder how my life would be different had I done that, because over time I saw how completely ostracized he was as a chiropractor. He saw some patients from our clinic and made them better when we were not able to do that. And there was one doctor in particular, all of his patients would say, we are so grateful for your care, but we can't tell Dr. such and such because he hates chiropractors. And that shows you the discrepancy people have with, you know, the medical doctor should not care who got that patient well. The medical doctor should be on the patient's side. And the fact that that was the way the patient felt, they couldn't even be honest. And then fast forward it now, before I left, I was the only one of seven providers, and I can tell you, patients kicked the tires before they asked my opinion about the shot because they were being harassed, pushed into doing it.
Right.
They were, you know, not being offered early treatment. They were starting to read about it, and you know, I can't tell you the look of relief when they would say something about, well, the shot, and they'd start making an excuse. And I'd say, I think it's wise. And the look of relief. And then we could just talk and talk and talk. Right.
Right.
But I also had the opposite occur. many of my patients who I'd seen for years assumed that I was jabbed. You know, they didn't notice I wasn't wearing the big button that said doing my part. And I had some of the most hateful things said. It was like you said, I've always wondered, how did Nazi Germany, how did all of that come? I saw it happening. And I really thought, do these people know what they're really saying? I had a patient I cared for many years, loved her family. And she literally told me that she didn't think that unjabbed people should be able to go into the same restaurants and such. And this was after, you know, we knew the shot wasn't really preventing transmission. So the truth didn't matter. But there is a sense of power that I saw that I didn't like.
Right. It was about power. It was suddenly, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it was just against doctors, but it was this idea that, you're now in the club of the good people and you're going to just rule over the bad people. And those bad people are the people that didn't get the shot. I mean, it was a really juvenile kind of, it reminded me of the cheerleader squad not talking to you in junior high when, in point of fact, you know, it at the end of the time, that turns out not to be a big discriminatory factor in life, you know, whether you were on the cheer squad or not. and it was just that, it was that raised to a moral screaming level. And, you know, then they, I mean, look at the people that said they ought to die. Those vaccinated people ought to die. And what was worse, and I'm sure you heard about this or saw it, was doctors saying, I won't treat unvaccinated people. Hospitals turning away unvaccinated people or threatening to. And or not treating them the same way. We know that happened. And that's just unbelievable arrogance about your, especially from people with no medical education. I will just add that was one thing. I mean, it's bad enough. Doctors should have some humility and realize you don't know everything. And that's, you know, it's just, it was awful. I told the politicians that say now, well, we just didn't know about the science. I said, you didn't have to know about the science. You just had to maintain our liberty. I don't care that they put these vaccines out. I care that you mandated them, that you made it a big deal, that businesses had to close, that you had to wear masks, that you had to do these crazy things. Had you not done that, I wouldn't hold you in contempt. But I do. Yeah.
And I think they can't completely plead that they did the best they could because many of them took part in censoring, silencing. I didn't leave a practice that I'd helped build for 20 years because I saw better days ahead, you know. So anyway, I don't mean to get so far off base, but what I'm trying to say is none of the people on our side are snowflakes. But what I do value about Gold Care is that it really is a safe space for like-minded people. And there is no hierarchy at Gold Care. So there is a little bit of discrepancy with pay, but it's actually done differently at Gold Care. So we have prescribers and advisors. So we have a naturopath is a doctor in naturopathic medicine, right? They actually get the same amount of tokens as an MD. Why? Because we are very serious about healthcare being wellness care, and that has been pushed to the side. So not only that, but all of our classes. So for example, we have faith class, we have Gold Care Insight, expert insight classes, and they're attended by the members who are also on the same level as the physicians, because we are truly acting as an advisor to them, even when we are a prescriber. So when a patient would come into Gold Care, for example, let's say I use this one a lot, that you have a urinary tract infection. And Dr. Melanie Kreitz-Backer is our urologist. And so she's a surgeon, but she is our clinical director because she has a license in all 50 states and DC. But she also, like many of the MDs, DOs, realize how far off the path we really were. And not by choice. We weren't taught a lot of this stuff in medical education. And thanks to you, Dr. Merritt, we know why. This didn't just happen overnight. This was something in the works for many years. But you know, the patient directs their care. At where I worked for 20 years, it never was that way. You got who you got that day. I was usually booked out as being an older provider, right? The newbies are usually a little easier to get into. And you basically had to fill your schedule to meet your overhead. And at Gold Care, so how it works, it's a private membership association. So we are trying to add layers. Now, the practice of medicine is a little bit different because we all have licenses. And so we can't say, well, we're just not going to practice at all in the real world, right? I always say, I feel like medicine set us up. They put us in an arena. They made up all the rules. They gave us bad equipment. They're calling strikes balls. They're calling balls strikes. And then people expect us to win the game, right? It's taken us a long time to get things rolling at Gold Care, but I think that's a blessing. We have enough doctors now that we really will probably bring them into fellowship, but not have them see patients, because what we need is patients to wake up, smell the coffee, that they are on the Titanic. But so many of them are scared to jump. And that's where a lot of our time has to be spent at Gold Care. And so for their $99 a month, it's a little less than that if you pay per year, you get a 15-minute appointment free. And that doesn't matter who you choose for the 15 minutes. You can choose a registered dietitian, a functional, you know, medicine doctor, an allopathic, or even a spiritual advisor. So Bishop Benjamin, Leon Benjamin is one of our, he is our faith lead, but we have several, you know, providers that are also pastors, Janice Smith being one of them, mm-hmm. and another Dr. John that's in our group as well. So we take it very serious, the education component. And I can tell you this, whatever membership you're paying to Blue Cross Blue Shield, you're not getting anything for your money in that. And then you still have high deductibles and co-pays. That's why we are very helpful in helping our members exit the insurance realm too, if possible.
I was just going to ask.
Yes, because I did that myself for the first time. Yeah.
Yes. That's what we need is, you know, years ago, I was on John Stossel talking about, because it was in response to Obamacare, and he had asked mm-hmm. me to come on to fight something against, to say something against Obamacare, so I was on the other side. And I said, we used to do medicine with three C's, cash, catastrophic insurance, and charity. And that's the problem, mm-hmm. is that insurance has become something it never was before. You know, it's both out. It used to be when insurance first came out, it would take care of the catastrophic bills. And that's why it was called catastrophic insurance. It's like if a shingle blows off your roof, you don't use your house insurance. You just take a nail and a hammer and you put it back yourself. But if you lose your roof, then you call for help. And that's what insurance needs to be. And people have a hard time accessing that. They're afraid to end up. I would be. I'd be afraid to be without insurance and have some catastrophic thing happen and be in the hospital for a month and then go bankrupt and lose your house and everything. But you have catastrophic insurance for that, and then you save all the money because mm-hmm. that insurance is a lot cheaper than general, you know, pays for everything down to your hearing aids insurance. That's the problem. Insurance has become all things to all people and buying all these trinkets and charging you $1 million and not really taking good care of you. That's
yeah, and it's also what you were talking about, the like the amount that you get paid for like an amputee.
It doesn't pay, so bloated.
It's partially because of insurance. You know, that's not, it, I mean, it's, you do have a lot of other fees in there, but part of it is because the insurance takes so much money.
I know it. MRIs are a classic example, and this is recent knowledge. So when I had a little cash practice in Omaha, a guy had shoulder problems and he had insurance. He had Blue Cross, in fact. And I'm not here to drop a dime on Blue Cross particularly because they're just one of many that are doing this. Mm-hmm. But the problem is he had insurance. He'd probably be okay doing that. Now, I know for myself, it was going to cost me under Medicare $1,850 copay to go get an MRI. But, you know, Medicare is kind of bad insurance, essentially. So I thought he'll probably do better with Blue Cross. he paid $2,500 or $2,850 for copay for an MRI of his shoulder. Now I could tell, and I felt so bad because I knew where he could go, which is where I could, which I went. I went down to the cash MRI area and got it for $475. And it turns out that even though he's paying all that money to Blue Cross, and he thinks that Blue Cross is in addition paying other money to the MRI, I know from an MRI owner friend of mine, they get about $475 for the MRIs. So that's, you know, it's crazy. They're not paying, they're not doing
it. It's criminal.
It's criminal.
It really is criminal because it's not transparent. And
it's not.
As we've gone on, you know, because we have basically cash pay prices for labs, and honestly, people can get many services for free. But you know what? I feel like patients, Americans, maybe more so than others, we have been fine paying the extra amount of money to not have to worry about it, to not have to do it. And that's where we've gotten in trouble, is paying a little extra and trusting them to keep it legit. And over time, you know, you can't do your taxes. You don't even know where to start to compare MRI bills because you can't even get a straight answer. So we've trusted them. They've done it. It's basically like a mini government is what insurance did. They took are their authority, they inserted themselves in. And I didn't know this, but we have free classes for people trying to exit the insurance realm too, because we partnered with Zion. And so that was known as Gold Care Plus, but we weren't making, you know, money on that either. And so we decided to basically allow people to just join Zion because we were getting $15 a month type of, you know, management fee. It's not worth it for us. And so we will partner with any ministry-based insurance company that does what we are trying to do. We are not all in with one. We are all in on the ones that do the best for the patient. And so that's the freedom we have at Gold Care. Nice. We aren't going to sell ourselves out to one. No, we'll sell ourselves out and let the market decide who amongst those do our people go to. And Eric Baird is our Zion Health Gold Care Plus person. He spends hours on the phone. And sometimes he said, you know, honestly, at this point in time, you probably, and he did that with me. My husband stayed on his insurance plan because where he works, it actually is for free. Nothing, you know. And so for me, though, and my two children, we actually pulled out and I have them on a health share ministry. And then, of course, when he leaves his job, he will join us on that.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
But I had to do the homework. Just because it's a health share doesn't mean it might have been the better deal for us either. But we've gotten so used to not thinking. So Gold Care is not going to think for people either. What we are doing is we are allowing them to have informed consent for once. So if you want to come in with your UTI and you want to hear from an allopathic doctor, that is your call. If you want to hear from an allopathic doctor and a functional or a naturopath, that's your call. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're not going to limit the products you can be on because we don't own any of those products. Everything that we prescribe is through partners. We would rather have that referral than pull it all in-house and make money vertically. It's just not how we're going to operate.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't realize that I didn't get, you know, we only had so many hours this weekend, but that's excellent. Yeah. Because the problem is, and in all fairness to patients, that it's not that all patients didn't try to understand this insurance.
Correct.
Quite frankly, I didn't understand all this insurance. And I think about my office. I had 7 employees. I had one person that did nothing but bill my cases, to send all the stuff up to the billing agent. And then I had a 150 person billing agency that billed to the insurance company, because when we tried to do it ourselves in our office, we almost went bankrupt. We couldn't do it because we're physicians and people that are in this business. We couldn't figure it out. You know, we could not figure out the insurance industry. They're very, it's like dealing with those guys that do the shell game. It's like the shell game guy on the street, and you just can't keep following it. Even if you can follow it a little bit, eventually they're going to beat you. And that's what insurance agencies have become. Yeah.
Do you remember when I showed the slide of the Shawshank Redemption and how I felt like Andy Dufresne when I had crawled through the sewer on my hands and knees and got out in the rain? There are so many things about Gold Care. So one of them, you know, we've only lost one battle that I would say, but, you know, as we're trying to exit the MIC, we're trying very hard not to build ourselves back into it. Right. And one of the things that Dr. Gold took a lot of heat about from some of the insiders at Gold Care, and I might have given her a little flack after I saw what happened, but she would not fold on bending a proprietary, building a proprietary EMR, because, you know, once you are under a certain EMR, you're at their mercy. For example, my EMR, even though it's free through my
electronic medical records,
electronic medical records.
And quite frankly, I never dealt with that. I always dictated and did paper charts and let the billing service convert it to digital and send it to the company.
Yes, but that's still part of the system because they can data report it based on your codes. I am not kidding you. I remember 5 years ago trying to find a code for a boil, and I could not find a simple code for a boil. I found boiler room explosion before I found boil. And I was boiling mad because all I wanted to do was code what I saw. But I was being made to code depression, even being worded a certain way. And you know what? Sometimes it didn't match. But we had all of us in my practice. I know I wasn't the only one. You find your favorite codes because you don't have 10 minutes to hunt these codes over and over. And so, you know, we've tried to divorce ourselves from as much of that. And I give Dr. Gold credit for that because our EMR, because we aren't tied to insurance in any way, we can actually make a medical note again. That should be another Trump slogan. Make our medical notes, notes again, because I know you know what I'm talking about. Oh, you can round. And it's templated. I know what one of my partners charted every time because his assessment and plan said the same thing on every patient. You know, side effect, risk, and benefit, discuss with patient and or family. And it told you nothing. It told you nothing. And so that's why I love what she envisioned, because she truly is trying to layer on these protections. Now, when I said we lost one battle. We also wanted a proprietary Zoom-like experience. And we just had too many, you know, we had the cute little timer and all these bells and whistles. And I think we will get there. But, you know, right now you just cannot build. The average EMR I heard takes about 20 years. And we had a lot of people really annoyed that we couldn't build a beautiful Titanic so they could jump from one Titanic to the other. And I would argue that if you're able to do that, you're probably recreating what you just tried to escape.
You're in the Olympic, which is actually the ship that went down.
Because the way we go, nothing is easy. So, and it goes to into medical malpractice. And I mean, almost every vein I could go down, I can tell you 15 minutes worth of how we're different from the MIC. And I will just touch on that because it's one of my other favorite parts about Gold Care. So when members join, they become part of the PMA, and that's a family. And an important part of that is addressing what medical malpractice insurance and medical malpractice itself has done to the profession of medicine. It's created a distrust on both sides, right? It's created CYA medicine, cover your bottom medicine, in case, Courtney, you're going to quiz me on telling you this. So, you know, defensive medicine, and it's created, you know, increasing prices. You paid $55,000, Dr. Merritt. I paid $10,000 a year for family medicine. And when I left my practice, you know, I went from making a very nice living to not. And the DPC, I literally over time have gone bare. And I've gone bare without medical malpractice. That's what going bare means. I've gone bare only because I just see the system is so broken, number one. Number two, I wasn't making enough to even pay that kind of premium. Number three, I was in a DPC that I created similar to Gold Care, just on a very minor scale. So at my DPC in Kansas City, I don't have the classes. I don't give my membership is $25 a year. And then they only pay me for my time, because I thought it was time that patients only paid for the time. Right. Now at Gold Care, I am unapologetic. If you don't have $99 to pay to try and create something where we are providing stellar education, we're providing a lot of services for free, including an in-house referral system. I don't have that in my DPC either, because there's very few doctors in my area that I practiced with for 20 years that I would refer my friends and family to. But when they ask, make no mistake, they're still trying to find a doctor like us that's a truth filler in the old system. And you just can't have it both ways. I just don't think you can.
Right. Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's so much wrong with the old system. I mean, you know, that the talking about the EMR and the codes, people should realize, you know, for whatever reason, this has exploded. This didn't used to be this way. You know, medicine didn't used to have electronic medical records. Everything was done on paper. And we didn't have codes that went up to the government. Now, everything that you do, if you're in the system, this is another reason that everybody should think about exiting the MIC. Because when you're in the system, your doctor is in this government and insurance system. Everything you tell him goes to the government. Don't think you have any privacy. It's all coded, and it goes right up to government bureaucrats that did not take any oath to the patient. And the kind of humorous part about this is, you remember ICD-9, I know you dealt with that. That had 7,000 codes. Those are diagnostic codes. So if you have hypothyroidism, you have to look up, and there's probably like 828.11 was the code. I'm just making that up, but whatever it was for maybe hypothyroidism. But now there are over 70,000 codes. And and you couldn't find, you know, a simple abscess, a boil, but there's burnt on flaming water skis. I'm not making this up. And then
you're
burnt
not
on flaming water skis subsequent visit, because you've got these crazy.
And you know what else there isn't? You know what else there isn't, right? I remember when I left, there was refusal of COVID-19 vaccination, defer COVID, but there wasn't anything for side effects linked to that job.
Wow.
So when you wanted to find a code, they made it impossible for you to find it. Now, I don't know if they have one now, but I doubt it, because they didn't want those reported.
That's right.
So, and I had side effects, and there was no even secondary code. There was no way for me to legitimately code it. And so, you know, they don't just make it difficult through VAERS and everything else. Ours is the opposite. You walk in, you basically have classes where everyone going is pretty like-minded. And for example, if we do have a dispute, you know, in the old days, there would be class action lawsuits, and the only one who would be happy would be the attorney making off like a bandit. And then the patient might get a baseball cap that says pharmaceutical industry sucks or something like that. And the doctor would have gone through years increasing malpractice premiums, whatever. And no one came out with restitution or justice. And so in just briefly, how it would work at Gold Care is we have a three-step process. And again, members sign up that they are willing to have something arbitrated more through a common law, constitutional, and biblical law. For example, I didn't know this, but in biblical law, delay of justice is a sin. So think of all the sins committed every day for even J-6ers, right? These people are sitting in prison while there's appeals going on. That is not justice. And so how do you rectify that? Those judges won't ever be held accountable, right? Same is true in medicine. So let's say a patient didn't like her appointment and she demanded a refund, even though we say you cannot refund a doctor's time. You may disagree. You may never go to them again, but you get 15 minutes for each month anyway. So come on, you got to put something in this system, right?
Right.
So they would basically have Hannah on their side, our human services director, and then they would, you know, basically go one-on-one with her, and then our physician liaisons would go one-on-one and see if we could work it out, you know, a simple thing. Oh, was it a bad day? Did you not show up? Let's say that doesn't work. Then it is actually the member selects their you know, person at bat for them and Hannah. And then the provider has the provider director or whoever they want to, and a third person. And we basically arbitrate it face to face. There's no legal, there's no payout. You don't have to have an attorney do that. It's done through, you know, biblical common law. But let's say even then the patient thinks, well, Gold Care is just too stacked. You know, of course they took their side. We really don't, because we want our members to be happy. Our members are at the same level as our doctors, right? So the third step would be where we have Bishop Benjamin, and he's part of Righteous Resolution, which is an LLC that we formed that is essentially separate from Gold Care. The member would have half of whatever small fee he would charge, and the provider would pay part of that, probably Gold Care, if we, you know, felt that their position was honorable. And these fees would probably be 1/100th of an attorney, right? Because it's just basically being decided by biblical law, constitutional law. If you know Bishop Benjamin, you know that man knows truth, right? We are really, truly wanting to create restitution. And of course, Dr. Gold comes from the Jewish faith. And there's a lot with regard to, you know, the Jewish faith that I don't understand as well. But she does. And Rabbi Smith is amazing as well. So
yeah, the Torah has 600 laws.
Just what?
Yeah.
600 laws. Like, oh, yeah. Like in the Torah, I think there's 600. So
yes. They are very well versed. Now, the vast majority of our members are Christian. And so, you know, most Christians don't understand maybe how vigorous the Jewish faith is on, you know, arbitrating and resolving these differences. And I've learned some beautiful things. I don't know if you remember Dr. Merritt, but I put Dr. Gold on the spot. Teshuva, or the Jewish word for forgiveness, because in the Jewish faith, you want to make sure it's easier to forgive when you know that they've come to, if they came to that same situation again, that they would do it differently. Right. And so, you know, we also have a couple of attorneys that are statutory attorneys that advise us, because, you know, like Dr. Gold is amazing. She's a warrior, but there'll probably be a point in time where someone challenges this and we're going to test that PMA but we're not afraid of being on the tip of the spear, because you know what? We are trying to build something that is not corrupt. And as soon as someone sees you're doing that and they themselves are corrupt, they're chasing you down. And so we're just not afraid of it. You know, we're not going to self-censor.
So I have a question just for the audience who may not be adverse in all of this, the medical ease. Like, so when they go into Gold Care, what, you said it's $99 a month, or it might be a little bit less this time of the year. So what does that encompass? Just if they're first entering? Yeah.
So basically, what you see at goldcare.com is the public facing part. And since we are a PMA, much of the things that we offer to patients are behind that public face. Right. Mm-hmm. So once they are a member, they have all of the classes and 1 15-minute visit free. But let's say you are a complex cancer patient and you want to talk with several different providers because you're in the MIC and you're paying for your chemo and everything, but you want to, you don't feel like you're getting the full range of options and you don't have a doctor open-minded to you even eating a certain way in conjunction. You absolutely can go through the doctors, look at their expertise and pay for more time. We have some doctors, many of the naturopath and functional medicine, for example, they like longer first visits, right? They don't do the 15-minute COVID pack type. Right. So it's a different way of thinking. And so how we see it at Gold Care is they are essentially building their own practice on this platform. We don't have Gold Care protocols. We did construct a blueprint book. I love it, but again, this is for members only, but we had allopathic approach, and then we have naturopathic approach, and we have kind of, you know, Gold Care suggestions, because many allopathic doctors like myself, I learned from Janet what quercetin and sweet wormwood were this last year. And it would have been really nice to have known that going in, because I can tell you the first several patients I started to write the eye drug for, they would have to go to three different pharmacies. And then one day I was talking with Janet and she's like, well, just da 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 da. And I thought, you know, again, Dr. Gold says this all the time. We as allopathic physicians went to medical school and we only saw one half of the menu. So for Gold Care members, they are in control. They're in control of how much time they spend. They can, you know, shut but they pay for their time. That's the expectation that we have of our members. Mm-hmm. This cannot be built if patients are expecting the answer yesterday for free and, you know, no skin in the game. We don't want or need those patients. And I don't mean that to sound cruel, but we are a private membership association. And so by joining, you are saying you embrace the changes we're trying to make. Mm-hmm. Could we have a mole someday? Absolutely. I'm sure we will, right? Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest chance that we take, we do monthly webinars. Mm-hmm. It's free. We've had, do you trust your doctor to talk truthfully about vaccines? Do you trust your doctor to talk truthfully about Medicare options? You know, and Medicare was our last one, navigating the Medicare system. Next month, I believe, is navigating the insurance, the MIC with Gold Care, you know, navigating the matrix, essentially. So we do those for free. We consider those, you know, we stay pretty focused on the topic, but we also talk about how Gold Care is addressing that. And so then it gives them the option. But once they join, you know, again, we're not for everyone, you know, but even faith being an important part for me, if we had a member join that faith wasn't an important part of their healing journey, then they don't have to attend that class. Right. Mm-hmm. But if they started causing problems saying that we need to have, you know, Bishop Benjamin removed, okay, no, because we're not like-minded at that point. Right. And in the MIC, we have no control. Those patients sometimes can really take you by the bridle. Dr. Merritt knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What about
love the. Go ahead. I was just going to say,
I'm here. So I'm Medicare. So what, mm-hmm. you know, it seems like you've got a perfect system for Medicare patients that it's hard for them a lot of times to get out of the house and go someplace. And a lot of times they just need medicine refills or they need something, you know, not that serious. Now, but they can't go, you know, and the rules in Medicare are that if you go to somebody that accepts Medicare, they can't take your cash. Now, you guys don't accept Medicare, right? Or Medicaid or any government health.
Correct. But we pride ourselves on being a doc in our pocket and being there for our members any way we can to help them navigate the system. So where we can be, we think that $99 a month for Medicare people is actually a very wise investment, because if they ever get hospitalized and they're put into those Medicare protocols, they're going to know exactly how valuable it is to be able to get someone that you can trust. and literally consult from the bed. Now, what we tell people too is we can make the recommendations and equip them. So let's say we do have some providers that have opted out of Medicare. So I've opted out of Medicare. And ironically, in my own DPC, I could have seen Medicare patients because I'd opted out. For the providers in Gold Care that have not opted out of Medicare, they obviously cannot see them at all, but right. We have people that can. And okay. They can also equip saying, okay, when you go back to your doctor, you tell them that you want this vitamin D test, and they're going to say Medicare doesn't cover it. And then you can get it through our platform for, you know, this much less because it's going to be that much more outside, or you can just have Medicare pay for your ultrasounds and such, but we can advise. And they still get, you know, access to classes, and they get access to one free 15-minute appointment. But you are correct. We cannot help people as much when they're on that sinking ship. When they're on the Titanic going down, there's only so much that we can help when we've chosen to be in the rowboat and trying to build something different, right?
Yeah, when I saw Dr. Dana at the AFLDS when she gave her talk, the big first slide was the Titanic sinking. I said, okay, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, I should have provided that PowerPoint because it really had some. I think it helped people really see how you and I look at it, Dr. Merritt. We're in trouble, and a lot of people are on a sinking ship, and they just don't even realize they've been taken out by protocols and bad science and bad medicine.
I would just say, as you know, somebody who's not in the medical field, I think that the biggest thing that I've kind of come to see is that, you know, we've been immersed in this system where we abdicate all the power to, you know, the white lab coat. We know nothing about our own bodies, our own health, or how to be well. We know we go and see the people in the white lab coats when we're sick, and then we expect them to give us some magical pill that's going to make us all better, which we are not told about all the side effects that pill has, or treatment, or whatever it may be. And then we're left with a very nice bill, and then we're sick because of all the side effects, and then we have more bills. So, and then this, you know, increases the stress. So I think I'm creating a picture a lot of people can relate to. And then having woken up over the past few years, you start to realize how much power we actually do have out over our own health, but we weren't taught. And I think intentionally so. Yeah. So, you know, and then I think that they created this, you know, you're talking about the time, the doctor, right? And the system with the insurance that doctors, even who want to, like you've talked about, some of the more like functional and I think MDs as well, but, you know, certainly functional doctors, naturopathic doctors, that's kind of how their model works, is to have more of a front load period where they spend more time with the patient, getting more history, a more holistic kind of approach. And they can't do it with the insurance model. And MDs definitely can't do it with the insurance model. You get like 15 minutes, that's it. And, you know, while I think obviously doctors should be paid for their time, all this just to say, I think they're right. I think the root of the word doctor was actually to teach. So there needs to be some more of a collaborative type of a system where patients can learn. Because I feel like what happened, I look at my own history, and I actually knew quite a bit just because I had a very complex medical history, and I would walk into doctors and I was always like, oh, you know, I'm the one that the case study, like, we've read about you in the textbooks. I've never seen one of you. And they call in all the fellows and like take pictures, you know? So I actually knew quite a bit, but they would ask a lot of questions like, why don't they know this? I guess I have to do some research. But I found that so much was withheld from me that I wasn't empowered to be able to be an advocate or to, you know, figure out how to heal myself. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think that's really where but now what's happening is a lot of people are going on to the other side. They're afraid of, you know, as I said in the beginning, like I love the idea of making a hybrid of allopathic and, you know, alternative medicine, because you would think we're in a period where we have the best of both. We should have them work together. But now just in typical, you know, dialectical fashion, everything is like one is good, one is bad. So you find like people go from one to the other, you know, and they demonize whichever one they've rejected. And I'm seeing a lot of the alternative medicine replicate allopathic medicine. you're seeing all these like the supplements that are matching diagnosis. So, and I think that's really problematic because you're talking about the EMR. I didn't realize that's electronic medical record. But part of that, I think, at least just from my very layman perspective, is so that you have a diagnosis and then they can, you know, give you what, like, you know, they play that game memory, you know, where it's a, this is a diagnosis, you're the pill, and they match it up. And I think it's much more, you know, involved than that. You know, as you mentioned, Dr. Lee, that's going to the government. I think that's, you know, they're building that whole infrastructure for the,
It's interesting with supplements, you know, the FDA won't let you associate supplements with a diagnosis. You can't say this is for treating diabetes. You can say that chromium helps support healthy blood sugar. So it is a little bit, I mean, it's better because you're really getting at the root problem. I mean, in other words, we discovered that diabetes is often caused by low chromium. And so if you take chromium, you're helping your diabetes, but you can't say that on the label. And we can't, you know what I'm saying? It is a little better in that sense.
Alternative medicine. And I get it. It's a problem because people need to make a living. So I'm just seeing a lot of alternative practitioners where they make money on the supplement. And then you got these patients who don't know enough because really there are things they could be doing in their lifestyle that have nothing to do with supplements. You don't know how many of the supplements are actually being absorbed. So much of that is bio-individual and depends on other lifestyle factors, other genetic factors. You know, there's a lot that goes into that. And I just see this model where it's kind of the same thing. They're saying, okay, well, you're, you know, having the symptoms, so we're going to give you this supplement. I'm not demonizing supplements. I think, you know, our soil is incredibly depleted. Most people are deficient, and I think supplements can be wonderful. But I'm just seeing there needs to be some sort of a hybrid. And I just think that if a patient were more knowledgeable and that everything weren't just, you know, withheld from them, then there could be more of a collaborative because they have their own intuition. And no matter how much a doctor knows, they didn't live in that person's body for however many years they've been alive. So I just think that there needs to, this sounds like this is kind of moving more towards it being collaborative. And I just think that that's where it needs to go. But it needs to be done in a way that's fair, obviously, where the patient isn't being bled dry and the doctor isn't being bled dry. So.
Well, but the nice thing, and I think the way you do that is give patients real choice. You know, the choice is not from, you know, Dr. Poison 1 from Dr. Poison 2. Now they've got a choice to go to somebody that has this kind of physician and this approach and that approach. And it really is choice. Whereas we were just given, you know, and my favorite story is the one that I think Sherry Tenpenny told me how she started sending people that had cancer. She would send them to 6 different cancer doctors, say, you find 6 different cancer and just tell them your story. Go in and see them before you embark on this really life-changing event. Go and see what they would do. And she said, I expected them to come back with 2 or 3 different protocols. And I found out the first time I did it, the person that actually did that went to 6 different cancer doctors. They came back with 6 different treatments and they varied all over the board.
Wow.
So it tells you that, you know, even among that, there are certain things that are happening that we are just not, we were not paying attention to. But if you get outside, now you get outside the system and you can go online to fenbendazole.org and find out, hey, these are people treating cancer with cheap and effective anti-parasitic drugs. So, you know, I think this is real choice.
Yeah.
I like the name Gold Choice, right? That's
Gold Care.
Gold Care. And, it is Gold Care.
Yes. But they do have choice. So,
yeah, they do have choice. And how do people join?
So basically the best way to do it would be to go to goldcare.com or to attend one of our monthly webinars. AFLDS, you know, obviously promotes any kind of practice that is, you know, branching out in this way. And so you can probably find out about Gold Care and practices like Gold Care. The Body would be up there too with regard to private membership association, but goldcare.com is where you would go to start your journey.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And anything else you want to hit us with before we...
I would say for your listeners, if anyone was interested, if they did goldcare.com/dangerous, they would also, that would help your show as well. So That first month's we give you half of that. And so I just think it's nice to support all of us because we're all in this fight together. Doesn't matter if you're on a podcast or you're a doctor or you're someone who is seeking the kind of care. We all need to support each other on these platforms to get the message out.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, it was it was a great meeting. And, you know, as a physician I've gone to medical meetings for 40 years, it's not every meeting that I sit through the whole meeting, but I thought every lecture there, I'm not putting my own in there, but every lecture there was really good. And it was all different. It was very well organized into how we got here. You know, what comes next, you know, what our solutions are. I thought and you guys, the AFLDS is taking that on the road. They're going to go around the country doing this. And remind me the name of the program. It's, what did they call that we just did?
The AFL.
Oh, Freedom Summit. Did we lose her?
Oh, I don't know. Is she frozen?
It looks like we lost Dr. Jana.
Oh, no.
Dr. Vanna.
Frozen.
Oh, that's too bad. But yeah. So the Freedom Summit, and it's kind of like the Clay Clark thing that goes around the country. It's a freedom rally. This is the AFLDS doing the same thing. And I really think they've got a good program.
That's awesome.
I'm pleased to be a member. And so, and I really think, you know, they came after Simone and they came after AFLDS and they're doing this. Don't be conned by the takedowns in place, and don't be conned into thinking that all of us can't get along and we can't, you know, one of the things that's happening right now. Oh, there, I actually am in that picture. One of the things that's happening right now is that they want to make it look like we're all fighting with each other. And right. I'll be honest, you know, there's always been a room and there should be a room for scientific debate whenever you're talking about any treatment of patients. It's applied science. And
when Sherry told them to go to six different, they got six different protocols. So
right. You know, and so we have to defend medicine as a patient centered moral practice. And that, however we do that, we can have differences of opinion in science. That doesn't really matter. That's what science is about, is having honest discussions about these things. So don't think that we all can't get along and this is just all a bunch of hooey. We all are the people that are outside the MIC. That's the and another key point is look who they're really going after. And I mean, if you want to find out the real people in this fight, look who have suffered themselves. They've lost their jobs. They didn't get picked up by big money organizations. They didn't get put on, you know, megaphone outreach, shows. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The people that really are telling you the truth are the people that wagered it and lost and picked themselves up and keep fighting. So, and Simone's one of them. I mean, she spent, 3 months in jail. She actually had a really good talk about what she learned in jail. And that was kind of interesting, just as a final note. She said, "What did I do in jail?" Because I've never heard her talk about what happened. You know, I've never heard her really talk about it, except that she braided her hair because it was just too hard to keep it clean in jail. But she said, "Well, what did I do? I interviewed people because that's what I do." And she went around and she talked to all these women in the jail.
Wow.
She found out that a lot of them were in jail because they had been part of some business or organization that went down and they took the fall. They ended up being in jail because they weren't the people that get the golden parachutes.
Right.
And that's something to consider when you're in an organization that you see bad things happening, but you just want to keep your job. You're at risk. You know,
I keep bringing up Operation Paperclip. I know we've talked quite a bit about it, but it's, you know, you have to remember they took the big front men and, you know, they took a public fall and they slapped them on the wrist and then everybody else got scuttled, you know, off to our intelligence apparatus. And the work continued, the operation continued. That didn't change. It just went underground.
Right.
Yeah. that people need to realize that that's kind of a good model for a lot of times how these things work, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I always said about that, I said, and this combines Nuremberg with paperclip, but it's basically they hung the red shirts and they hired the people that could be valuable to them, teaching them things, you know.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And I just wanted to address what you were saying about the scientific debate. I love Richard Feynman. He always says that there are many questions that cannot be answered, but there are no answers that cannot be questioned. And I think that, like, that's the epitome of science, right? It is about questions. And as more information and evidence brings itself forward, we should be able to ask all the questions and have the discussions. And hopefully that's what helps, you know, real progress evolve and, you know, science.
Yeah,
develop.
Richard Feynman. I loved him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I guess we're done for today. And do we have a plan for next week?
We have a plan for next week. I don't know that we do. I know you were saying one time the attack on
the sun. We have to talk at some point. We have to talk about the solar flare coming up. About the solar flare.
The solar eclipse or the solar flare?
Yeah, solar eclipse, but it's also supposed to be accompanied by, it's not just a solar eclipse. This is a huge event. And all the planets are going to line up with the sun and the moon, and there's supposed to be a solar flare. And that's why they're warning us about some, not really a global EMP, I don't think, but something, you know, that might knock out our electrical for a short period of time. You know, and that's what they're warning us about. But we can talk about it.
Okay, we're planning to go take a trip, so we're going to go see it. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. And, so...
The Blue Moon Pyramid.
April 8th is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, April. That's when we're going.
Now, and the issue, too, is this Devil Comet. Is this really Nibiru? You know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I don't know. But I think the answer is to always be prepared for all timelines. You know, do I think the world's going to end on April 8th? No, I've already ordered my garden seeds for the spring. So let's be clear. I'm planning on doing my gardening and feeding my animals.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to end, but yeah, we should definitely be prepared. So yeah, we can talk about that next time. And I think we have on the list that we were going to discuss the attack on supplements, and I do think we should do that.
Yes, we still need to do that. That's especially vitamin D. We do need to do that.
No, vitamin D.
And that there's a reason, because they don't want you to be healthy. Keep that in mind.
Right. All right.
All righty. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week.
What did you say for people if they want to go? It's goldcare.com/dangerous.
Yes. goldcare.com/dangerous.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. I actually might look into it myself at some point when I get older and I don't have, you know, I have issues that I need taken care of. I think I'm hoping that they'll get this all sorted out, because right now, you know, I'm a physician. I don't need much, and I have somebody locally. But the people I trust locally are fewer and far between, I've just got to say. So,
I feel that way too. And what I found is that I'm kind of like going between a bunch of different people and piecing the information together and then trying to figure out where do I go, because I'm so used to just trusting. And I no longer have that trust, right? I do think that I get different information, but because of what has happened over the past few years, I find that at least the people that I'm working with are much more open to it being a collaborative discussion. It's not just
And I did very well with my hand surgery, but I knew the people. You know, I have to say, I went to some place where I had an inside, kind of a help, because my surgery was my friend. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Yes, I am doing pretty good. It's still a little stiff and I can't quite lift weights yet, but at least I'm out of that hateful brace. So
yeah.
I can get my wedding ring back on. You know, I was all swollen up for weeks. So yeah, I'm feeling like I'm making progress, and I don't need to have, I mean, I never really took pain medication. I just took some CBD at night to get some sleep. And I discovered it's great for sleep. Now I just like it for sleep. I don't care about the pain. Don't need it for the pain, but it's really true. Oh, yes, we should mention that. The Red Pill Expo, June 15th and 16th. I may or may not be speaking. I think I'm speaking. I'm showing up here, but nobody has contacted me. So if anybody's out there from Red Pill, please let me know. that I'm
there. I'll reach out to Alex, but I'll reach out to him also and see if I can get a word on your behalf.
I just want to make sure I'm there for a reason. I'm not just left over from last year. That could be what's happening.
And I have talked to, I have a conversation Wednesday with the t-shirt people. So hopefully we'll have t-shirts ready for them.
Oh yeah. Dangerous Dames t-shirts. We need to have them for Red Pill. Awesome.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. I'll have my medical rebel, you know, it was fun at AFLDS, the frontline doctors. And I have to say, you know, it was just nice seeing old friends because I hadn't been to one for a while and seen the people that we all started this together. But they, you know, and there would be new friends, new doctors there too. And so they'd say, do you have a card? And I'd say, I've got my bracelet. And I'd hand them my bracelet. It's the best thing I ever figured out to do because people lose cards. Yep. The medicalrebel.com bracelet. So we might have to think about that for Dangerous Dames.
Yeah.
I know how to do the bracelets. That's easy. If we can think of a slogan. Be dangerous something.
Yes, be dangerous. All right, we'll figure that out. All right
guys. Thanks again. See you next week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.